images show three things. They show evidence consistent with an alleged mass grave identified by at least two eyewitnesses in the vicinity of Kadugli Town. They show the presence of white vehicles, including alleged dump truck, identified by multiple eyewitnesses as being Sudan Armed Forces vehicles used in house-to-house searches for civilians who are allegedly being killed when found. They show a pile of white bundles consistent with alleged wrapped bodies or bodies in body bags in Kadugli Town that are at a site near the Episcopal Church of Sudan facilities, including their guest house, where they had allegedly been piled to be collected.
When you look at these images and you report what you believe are excavations, can you give us an idea of the size of these excavations? I believe there are three of them.
There are three excavated areas at the location identified by sources on the ground, and they are approximately 90 by 20 feet.
You're getting reports of people who have actually seen these on the ground to corroborate these images?
All of our eyewitness reports, and there are at least five in total that were used for this report, were received by people who had been in Kadugli in the past month and had seen the events described in the report with their own eyes. And these were communicated to Satellite Sentinel Project. The eyewitnesses are independent of each other, and they do not see our satellite imagery.
Now, when did you first spot what you believe are these mass graves?
From the beginning of June, we had heard reports, unverified and vague, of alleged mass graves. By the middle of June, we had received the first eyewitness indication that there had potentially been mass systematic killing of civilians through house-to-house searches, including the slitting of throats and the burning of homes. But we had worked over June into July to be able to collect the imagery necessary to corroborate the claims as they came in. And by this week, we had enough imagery and eyewitness testimony to be able to identify the three pieces of evidence we feel consistent with mass graves and systematic killing of civilians we published in the report.
What do you do with this information now?
This information has been transmitted not only to the media, but to the U.S. government and to the international community, similar to our major reports on Abyei and Kadugli. We are sharing with all relevant authorities, including requesting referral to the International Criminal Court by the United Nations where relevant.
Now, on another matter, or maybe a related matter, I know for weeks now you were trying to find the whereabouts of some 7,000 people who had sought shelter around the UN mission in Kadugli, and then they had pretty much disappeared. Were you ever able to locate them?
No, and I'm sad to say, Joe, that we continue to search for them now. The alleged mass graves that we identified were initially being dug before the 7,000 IDPs allegedly began to leave that area or were forced to leave the area near the UN compound. At this point, we still do not know their whereabouts.